This Morning, America's First News, starts right after this.
Great news. There's a quick way you could save money. Switch to Geico. Geico could help you get great coverage at a great price, and it only takes 15 minutes to see if you could save 15% or more on car insurance. Go to geico.com today and see how much you could save.
From Compass Media Networks, this is America's First News, This Morning with your host, Gordon Deal.
Getting the FBI involved. Good morning, I'm Gordon Deal, along with Jennifer Koschenka. It is Wednesday, September 19. Thanks for joining us. Here's what we have for you this hour.
Lawyers representing the woman accusing Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh of sexual assault now says before she testifies on Capitol Hill, they want a full FBI investigation of her claims.
North Korea today said it will allow outside inspectors to investigate a missile test site. We'll have an update from the region.
As the death toll rises in the wake of Hurricane Florence, there are warnings about evacuees returning home too soon.
And on a much lighter note, don't believe the internet myth that pumpkin spice lattes are preferred only by women.
When it comes to pumpkin spice lattes versus regular lattes, men gravitate more towards the pumpkin spice latte than the regular latte.
Alessandra Melito from Market Watch on the dirty secret of pumpkin spice lattes. She's here in about 20 minutes. Attorneys for the woman who accused Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh of sexual assault now say she wants a full investigation of the allegations by the FBI before she testifies on Capitol Hill. That means a scheduled hearing on Monday featuring testimony from Judge Kavanaugh and Professor Christine Blasey Ford is in doubt. Judiciary Committee Chairman Chuck Grassley of Iowa indicated the committee was not willing to wait for a full probe. Here's Texas Republican Senator John Cornyn.
We did have a hearing for several days with Judge Kavanaugh and a variety of witnesses. But this is primarily to hear her. So if she's not planning on attending, then I don't know what the point of going forward would be.
While Dr. Ford's camp previously indicated she would be willing to testify, her lawyer said yesterday they feared she would be questioned by senators who, quote, appear to have made up their minds that she is mistaken. Her stance left uncertain whether Judge Kavanaugh would still testify Monday and whether the committee would hold a vote. North Korea today agreed to allow outside inspectors to visit its missile test site and said it would consider decommissioning its nuclear enrichment facility. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un and South Korean President Moon Jae-in emerged from a private meeting to reaffirm their goal of getting rid of nuclear weapons on the Korean Peninsula. It was day two of 3 days of meetings. North Korea's Mr. Kim through a translator.
South and North Korea agreed on a denuclearization plan for the first time. It is a very meaningful outcome. The North has decided to permanently abolish the Tongchang-ri engine test site and missile launches with the attendance of experts from relevant countries.
The U.S. wants the North to make concrete steps toward dismantling its programs in exchange for further diplomacy, while Pyongyang says the U.S. has dragged its feet on signing a treaty to end the Korean War. Also, Mr. Kim said he would visit South Korea in the near future. In addition, the two Koreas will work toward a joint bid for the 2032 Summer Olympics. More now on the developments from Seoul, South Korea, where Wall Street Journal reporter Jonathan Chang has been tracking things. Jonathan, what went down?
Well, as we all know, there's a peace process going on with North Korea, both with South Korea and the U.S., but it's been something of a deadlock. And really, you have this question of Washington really skeptical and doubting North Korea's intentions. So Kim Jong-un has said today, basically, I'm willing to let international inspectors in to watch me take out this missile launch site, and I might even be willing to consider decommissioning my nuclear enrichment facility. So that's really Kim Jong-un saying, I'm sincere here. I'm serious about getting rid of my nuclear program, but I need to see some moves from you first, U.S.
Okay, so what does that mean now that the ball may be in the lap of the U.S.?
Well, I think the question is really whether or not people like Donald Trump, most importantly, but also John Bolton as National Security Advisor, Mike Pompeo, Secretary of State, whether they believe that Kim is being sincere here. If they are, then we may see them start to move towards doing some of the things that North Korea wants, which is signing a Korean War peace treaty, that war from 1950 to 53. Ended with an armistice, but there wasn't a permanent peace treaty, and that's really what Kim Jong-un is looking for, or a lifting of sanctions, which, of course, would be good for North Korea's economy and for its elite as well. So that would be the positive response. The negative response would be simply to say, I don't think you're serious, and we need to see you do even more before we move next. But early indications are that President Trump has been satisfied and with this. He tweeted very excited about what the North was doing. So that does seem to give an early positive signal.
So we're talking about the Sohae launch facility and the decommissioning of the Yongbyon nuclear enrichment site. Are those the only two sites that the U.S. feels are significant here, or are there any more in North Korea that are known?
Well, I think that's exactly at the heart of the issue here. Most experts believe that North Korea has other enrichment facilities beyond Yongbyon. Yongbyon, of course, is the most famous one. It's the one where inspectors have gone in the past. North Korea blew up a cooling tower there in 2008 to show its sincerity, but it didn't need that cooling tower, it turned out. And, getting rid of that would be, without any question, symbolically important. Would it be the only enrichment facility? I think most experts are skeptical on that. On the question of the missile launch sites, North Korea has already moved towards mobile launchers, being able to launch missiles from the back of a truck, basically. So they don't really need a launch pad like the one that exists at Sohae. So there's skepticism there as well. So plenty of ammunition here for skeptics. But again, we'll see what the White House says in response to this.
We're speaking with The Wall Street Journal's Jonathan Chang from Seoul, South Korea today. He's written a piece entitled North Korea to Allow Outside Inspectors to Visit Missile Test Site. That's a development from day two of three meetings between the two leaders. What does this mean possibly for a second summit between President Trump and Mr. Kim?
Well, I think it obviously enhances the chances, and we saw that when Trump tweeted that he was very excited about these developments. John Bolton has already acknowledged that this idea is out there and that the U.S. is weighing it. Obviously, they'll want to hammer out some sort of an agreement on what they would be talking about and how to take the ball forward if that were to be the case. There did seem to be some strong personal chemistry between Trump and Kim in Singapore in June when they met for the first time. So you can imagine more of that maybe in the cards.
I was reading in your story about how the crowds were chanting something along the lines of unification as the two leaders were riding in the car together. Is that something that's on the table, too, that the two countries could unite?
Well, I think that's the ultimate goal, but that's it's sort of like peace in our time. It's something that we'd all love to see, but we don't know how we get there exactly or how long it might take and what it might even mean. I mean, if it's unification, it could mean unification under a North Korean regime. It could be unification under a South Korean regime.
Okay.
Could mean confederation or any number of permutations. But certainly it has been the long cherished dream here on the Korean Peninsula.
Thanks, Jonathan. The Wall Street Journal's Jonathan Chang with us today from Seoul, South Korea. 14 minutes now after the hour on This Morning, America's First News. This portion of the program is brought to you by Dell. During Dell's annual sale, Dell Small Business is offering up to 40% off select PCs with Intel Core processors. Call 877-BUY-DELL to speak with a small business technology advisor today. At least 16 rivers remain at major flood stage across the Carolinas in the wake of Hurricane Florence. That's putting a dent in rescue and repair efforts as the dangerously rising waters prevent evacuees from returning home and keep roads closed. Officials say at least three other rivers are set to crest in the coming days. North Carolina Governor Roy Cooper warned the 15,000 residents living in shelters against returning home too soon. Kelly Massey, her husband, and two young kids tried to get home, but their truck got stuck in flooded waters on a bridge. They clung to trees for almost 5 hours before being rescued.
Once we got out of the truck, we were on the roof. I wanted to stay on the truck, but I couldn't tell if we were on the bridge or off the bridge. And I was worried that if we're on the bridge, it's definitely going to get swept away. And when it does, we're going to go into the river.
Mrs. Massey, again, hanging on to one of those trees, is 35 weeks pregnant. More than 1,100 roads were still closed across North Carolina, including several portions of Interstates 40 and 95. President Trump is expected to visit the region today. The storm has been blamed now for at least 33 deaths. 21 minutes after the hour on this morning, Jennifer Koschenka is here with more of America's First News.
Gordon, Christine Blasey Ford's attorneys say their client wants the FBI to investigate her allegation that she was sexually assaulted by Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh before she testifies at a Senate Judiciary Committee hearing next week. They say Ford wants to cooperate with the committee, but in the days since she publicly accused Kavanaugh of the assault, she has been the target of vicious harassment and even death threats. Texas Republican John Cornyn.
Having a hearing was to accommodate her request to tell her story in a hopefully a dignified and civil sort of setting. And what if she decides not to show up, that's entirely her choice.
Committee Chairman Chuck Grassley indicated the committee wasn't willing to wait for a full FBI investigation of Ford's allegations. South Korean President Moon Jae-in and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un today announced a sweeping set of agreements after their second day of talks in Pyongyang that included a promise by Kim to permanently dismantle the North's main nuclear complex if the U.S. takes corresponding measures. The agreement also covers the acceptance of international inspectors to monitor the closing of a key missile test site and launch pad and a vow to work together to host the Summer Olympics in 2032. Defense Secretary Jim Mattis is dismissing reports suggesting he may be leaving President Trump's administration in the coming months, saying, "I wouldn't take it seriously at all."
It'll die down just like how many times we've been through this now, just since I've been here. It'll die down soon, and the people who started the rumor will be allowed to write the next rumor, too, just the way the town is.
Remarks were the most direct by Mattis to date about intensifying rumors about his future. Some Pro Football Hall of Famers, led by Eric Dickerson, are demanding health insurance coverage and a share of NFL revenue, or else they will boycott the induction ceremonies. In a letter sent to NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell, NFLPA Executive Director Demora Smith and Hall of Fame President David Baker, 21 Hall of Fame members cited themselves as integral to the creation of the modern NFL, which in 2017 generated $14 billion in revenue. Among the signees are Dickinson, Jim Brown, Joe Namath, Lawrence Taylor, and Sarah White, the widow of Reggie White.
Ooh.
We shall see.
That'll be interesting to watch. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Jen. 23 minutes after the hour on this morning, America's First News. Thanks for being with us. Our pumpkin spice lattes really mostly consumed by young women. Weirdly, that's the internet myth. Men are sometimes stigmatized for drinking pumpkin spice lattes, but we like our pumpkin spice lattes too, in the right atmosphere, apparently. More from MarketWatch reporter Alessandra Melito. Alessandra, what's going on?
On social media, there are always a lot of jokes about men ordering pumpkin spice lattes or how it's a girly drink or things like that. So I spoke with NPD Group, which is the market research firm, and I asked them of the pumpkin spice consumers what's going on there. And they said nearly half, so 47% of pumpkin spice latte buyers are men, which is interesting because that's pretty much 50-50. In fact, it's actually... of the regular latte consumers, there are less men than women. Like a third of plain latte buyers are men. So it shows that when it comes to pumpkin spice lattes versus regular lattes, men gravitate more towards the pumpkin spice latte than the regular latte.
How about that?
If they're buying it.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Yeah.
What's behind it? I know I like it just because it's sweet.
So the flavor is obviously very important, but I was speaking to some consumer shopping experts who said that it also has to do with just a change. Pumpkin spice lattes, when they come on the scene, even though this year they came in August, usually indicates the change in season. You get the cool breeze coming through,
yeah.
Everybody's starting to think of the holidays already, apparently, or at least the stores are. So it just indicates some sort of a change. Plus, it's warm and cozy. You think about, the cooler weather.
Yeah.
It's been extremely hot here in New York. Like 90s, and I think a lot of the country is facing those high temps too, so people probably also want a break
right.
from that.
I think that's where I fall. I like it too, but I don't want to hear about it in August, because spice to me says you know, a little bit on the warm side, and I'm not thinking warm in August. I want a hooded sweatshirt and about 62 degrees. Then I want the pumpkin spice latte in my hand.
Yes, and you can get pumpkin spice lattes iced, but I'm with you as far as the pumpkin spice latte goes. I'm firm on it has to be hot. I don't like cold iced pumpkin spice lattes. But some people do. I don't know.
Starbucks is to blame, right? They got this all going, 20-something years ago.
Yeah, they got this. I wrote it in my article. It was in 2003 that they had created the pumpkin spice latte.
Thanks, Alessandra. That's Alessandra Melito, MarketWatch personal finance reporter based in New York. Let's get the pumpkin spice lattes out, but not before like mid-September. It's 30 minutes now after the hour on This Morning, America's First News.
Look into any great business, whether it's a manufacturer or a hotel, a store, school, or hospital. Look into each and every one of them, and you'll find the same thing. Great people. At Kronos, we believe that great businesses are powered by great people. And with Kronos Workforce Solutions, we'll help you find them, keep them, and engage them. Learn more at Kronos.com. Kronos, workforce innovation that works.
You don't often find the words business and friendly in the same sentence, let alone the same state. Unless, of course, you're talking about Michigan. Michigan's business-friendly practices help them become a leader in industries that range from agriculture and cybersecurity to aerospace and advanced manufacturing. In fact, Michigan is ranked among the top 10 states for major new and expanded facilities, which makes Michigan more than business-friendly. It makes Michigan business smart. To learn more, visit MichiganBusiness.org.
America's First News is online all the time. Follow us on Twitter at This Morning Show, like us on Facebook, or send us an email, thismorning@compassmedianetworks.com.
Thanks for being with us. Welcome into Wednesday, September 19. Gordon Deal, Jennifer Koshenka, some of our top stories and headlines. Kavanaugh's accuser wants an FBI probe of her sex assault allegations. More rivers in the Carolinas to crest. North Korea says it will allow inspectors to view its nuke facilities. Hollywood's collapse in popularity continues. The Emmys are the third award show in a row to experience abysmal TV ratings. New book says Tom Brady wasn't sure he'd return to the Patriots this year because he's tired of Bill Belichick. And what to do about your house and mortgage when a big storm strikes. Tips in about 15 minutes. It's time for a business update, and it's brought to you by Staples. Staples helps your business stand out with color-printed signs, banners, and brochures designed to impress for less. Color printing at Staples. Print more color, attract more customers, save more money. Staples. How do businesses begin to recover after a disaster like Hurricane Florence? We're joined now by Brian Filko, CEO of a trucking and logistics company in Houston called Jetco Delivery. He had to literally navigate Hurricane Harvey last year in southeast Texas. Brian, what did you think as Florence hit?
It's a tragedy. It's similar to the one that we endured a year ago here in Houston and greater Texas and with Harvey. And, you know, even if the storm, every storm has a different personality, the outcome is always the same. And what I come back to, my biggest takeaway, Gordon, from Harvey, is you can look at the physical devastation. You can look at what's on TV. You can talk to people who've been through it. Some people may have been impacted physically, right? Their home, their property could be destroyed. But everybody in that community is impacted mentally. And I think that's the part we miss, is that whether or not you incurred physical damage, the entire community is in shock.
Yeah.
And I think as a business owner, in a community that was devastated, that's the part, the mental devastation is the part that people don't talk about, and that's on the minds of every single one of your employees.
I can sort of imagine, I guess, a business owner walks down Main Street, perhaps maybe by the time he's allowed in or she's allowed in, ankle high, shin high water, with hands on hips, just staring at the front of the store going, how do I begin? Right? I mean, what do you say to those folks?
It's all you can do is empathize. for example, our business, you know, fortunately, it's a trucking company, so our business wasn't, you know, affected by the storm in terms of, you know, water ruining trucks or ruining any of the assets. The empathy is at the individual level, a business owner that just lost his or her business. And even if you were fortunate, right, your employees may not be. In our case, we had a number of employees that lost it all, home, car, everything. Mm. That's where we put our effort. And we put it on bridging that gap, right? Insurance money doesn't just automatically appear. FEMA takes a while. So we did whatever we could to help our employees through that shock period. And the same would be true about, you know, the business owner you described, kind of hands on hips walking down Main Street. My feeling is real simple, is that if you escaped it, right, then you've got a duty to give back and help the people that didn't, however you can, whether that's with your, you know, your physical labor, whether it's monetarily, however you can, the community has to heal. You know, in Houston, obviously, what made the, you know, tremendous headlines, right, deservedly so, is the work that J.J. Watt did, right?
Yes, yes.
And a real hero emerged and helped heal the community. Now, you know, that made the news, but all the other people, all the people, you know, sharing what they had with people that were impacted by the storm, sharing their time. I mean, it's a community effort, and I'm comfortable with that sense of community will come out in the areas impacted by Florence.
We're speaking with Brian Filko. He's the CEO of Jetco Delivery in Houston, Texas. They're a trucking and logistics company. We're talking about business recovery after big storms like Hurricane Florence. He went through it in southeast Texas with Hurricane Harvey. How much of a role do preparations before the storm play in the recovery afterwards?
Gordon, it's critical. You know, you've got to have a disaster plan. You know, we get this idea, well, the storm hit somebody else, it didn't hit me. And maybe it's not a storm. Maybe you're not living in an area that's impacted by hurricanes, fires, earthquakes, you know, any kind of disaster. You've got to have a disaster plan. And I spent a lot of time on disaster planning. So when we knew that we were coming, that we were under the threat of Harvey, but way before we knew how devastating Harvey was going to be, I was able to go on autopilot. By that, I mean, we broke out the disaster plan. It defined who was responsible for what. Everybody executed.
Thanks, Brian. Brian Filko, CEO of Jetco Delivery, based in Houston. It's 20 minutes now in front of the hour on This Morning, America's First News. Reminder, by the way, we can connect on social media. You can friend us on Facebook. You can follow us on Twitter with the username @ThisMorningShow. And you can follow me directly on Twitter as well with the username @GordonDeal. Thanks for being with us. Welcome into Wednesday. Beyond the headlines now, this morning's Mike Gavin is here with a look at some of the other stories you'll be talking about this morning.
Good morning. Well, here's yet another dream job that none of us will probably be able to get, but we can still dream. A company based in the UK is looking for pizza testers. This dream job is being offered by the website Uni. According to its website, the company will pay accepted applicants for a number of roles, including product testing, recipe development, and brand ambassadorship. The good news is, according to the site, you can be based anywhere in the world. And if you're hired, they'll send you one of their pizza ovens so you can start cooking right away. To apply, they say you should send a video detailing why you're the perfect fit for the position to jobs@uni.com.
Man, that is nice.
Yeah, now I'm not exactly sure how this works. I believe this company kind of specializes in pizza ovens. That's kind of their thing.
Okay.
So I guess they send you the oven. I'm guessing it's almost kind of like one of those meal kit type of things. It seems like they kind of send you some stuff to cook at home, and I guess you test it that way and get back to them. So, so it sounds like a little bit of work for the money. You're not just going to walk around to pizza places, you know, buying slices.
Right.
And reporting back on your phone or something.
Sort of a make your own, possibly, here.
Right. But I guess there are worse ways to make a buck.
Man, if the old ultimate pizza, I think if it didn't pollute me so much, like internally, I think I'd have peppers and onions.
Oh boy,
on the pizza all the time. But we got away from that just because it just does bad things to my intestines.
Yeah, you got to kind of space those out.
Yeah, and then beyond that, sausage.
Oh yes.
If I had sausage on pizza, I'd live happily forever.
Yeah, sausage and pepperoni for days and days.
Yeah, I go pepperoni. Yeah, that's good too. Meats, right? Any of that stuff.
And, you know, there was a time, Gordon, that lining up outside of a store to get a new iPhone was considered cool. Now it can be super lonely. A Houston man named Isaiah Stofferin says he decided to make sure he was first in line at the Apple store in Highland Village when all of the pre-order slots for the new iPhones filled up before he could get on the list. Stofferin, who is using his laptop to document his experience on YouTube, said the new phone is more than a luxury for him as he's currently without a phone. The man packed plenty of supplies to get him to Friday when the new gadgets are released, and here he talks about some of the most important ones.
Number one is obviously this chair, which we already talked about. And deodorant, which I think just needs to stay next to me at all times. It's just better for everybody.
It appears from the posting date on the video that he started his quest on Sunday. Stofferin, who also brought a mattress pad and blanket for sleeping, said he expects more people to join him in line as the release date approaches.
Is that right?
Yeah. So here's the hardest part. Well, besides the Houston weather, which is very hot and very sticky, he's had that deodorant right next to him. The worst part of that whole thing probably is he doesn't have a phone with him to keep him busy or keep him occupied.
Yeah.
Right? Because
he's got a laptop, I guess.
Yeah.
Close. But
he could do something with that. But not having the phone to sort of keep you occupied while you're sitting there all day, to me, would be the worst part.
Yeah, and you know, he's without a phone.
Yeah.
But, I mean, you can go get an 8
there
or
are
an
other
iPhone
phones.
7.
Yeah.
I mean, come on.
Other phones exist. Now, he seems like he'd be an Apple super fan, as you might expect.
Right. This doesn't seem fun, though, because you and I just looked up the weather in Houston. It's like mid to upper 80s with about 85% humidity and a threat of showers every day.
Yeah,
yeah,
so
no thanks.
You don't want to go anywhere near him, I don't think.
13 minutes now in front of the hour.
At Dell, we know running a small business takes hard work. As a thank you, during the Dell annual sale, we're offering up to 40% off select PCs with Intel Core processors and special financing with Dell Business Credit. Call 877-BUY-DELL to speak with a small business technology advisor today. That's 877-BUY-DELL. Special financing available to qualified business customers when using Dell Business Credit. Go to dell.com/dbcpromos for details.
Thanks for being with us. With the remnants of Hurricane Florence in mind, if you're affected by some natural disaster, what does it mean for your mortgage? Frequently asked questions and answers from NerdWallet. What should you do first? Get in touch with the following entities. 1, the Federal Emergency Management Agency. 2, your homeowner's insurance company. Plus, if you have one, your flood or earthquake insurance company. And 3, get to your mortgage servicer. That's the company you send your monthly payments to. What if you can't pay the mortgage? Ask your servicer for mortgage forbearance. That allows you to stop making your payments or make partial payments for an agreed-upon time. What aid is available? Oddly enough, direct federal aid consists mostly of loans from the Small Business Administration. It's 8 minutes now in front of the hour on this morning. Jennifer Koschenka is back with more of America's First News.
Gordon, attorneys for the woman who accused Brett Kavanaugh of sexual assault says she wants a full investigation of the allegations before she testifies on Capitol Hill, throwing into doubt a planned Monday hearing. In a letter to Judiciary Committee Chairman Chuck Grassley, attorneys for Christine Blasey Ford asked for a full investigation by law enforcement officials to ensure that the crucial facts and witnesses in this matter are assessed in a nonpartisan manner. Attorney Lisa Banks appeared on CNN.
There hasn't been an investigation, and these are serious allegations. So if the senators who have come forward and said they want to treat this seriously mean that, then they'll have an investigation of these allegations so that we all go into this more informed.
Grassley indicated the committee isn't willing to wait for a full FBI investigation. Wilmington, North Carolina is still mostly an island surrounded by floodwaters following Hurricane Florence, and Governor Roy Cooper is asking evacuees to hold off on returning home.
We know that we have a long road ahead dealing with immediate issues of getting people water and food and making sure they have a place to stay, getting power back on, giving people medical attention.
Meanwhile, two detainees in a sheriff's office van drowned in South Carolina last night when the vehicle was overtaken by floodwaters. Deputies who were transporting the detainees tried to get them out but couldn't open the doors. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un says his country will close a missile test facility in the presence of international experts and potentially destroy its primary nuclear complex if the U.S. agrees to corresponding measures. Kim's translated remarks.
We adopted a military pact to end a history of brutal and tragic confrontation and hostility and agreed to make efforts to turn the Korean Peninsula into a land of peace without nuclear weapons and nuclear threats.
Kim and South Korean leader Moon Jae-in made the announcement on the second day of a three-day summit. Do you trust Amazon enough to bank there? Apparently most people do. According to a new study released from Bain & Company, a majority of people would favor banking with the e-commerce giant to banking with traditional banks. Amazon scored higher than both regional and national banks on consumer loyalty, coming in second to USAA. The news comes as rumors swirl that Amazon is considering launching its own basic checking account for customers.
Well, there's certainly no help from like the likes of Wells Fargo these days in terms of our opinions of banks.
True.
Thank you, Jen. 6 minutes in front of the hour on This Morning, America's First News. Thanks for being with us. In the wake of Hurricane Florence, a North Carolina synagogue said it plans to celebrate the Jewish holy day of Yom Kippur as planned, but there might be one problem. Fox News says with Wilmington, one of North Carolina's largest cities, still mostly cut off by floodwaters from the hurricane, officials have begun distributing supplies and food to residents. But as the Chabad of Wilmington has already said, it is prepared to open its doors to anyone who wants to pray and share in the upcoming holiday. It might not have enough kosher food for the 24-hour fast that ends today. Chabad.org says other Jewish organizations are racing to figure out how to get kosher food to the beleaguered communities in time, including exploring the possibility of enlisting the help of military bases or the American Red Cross. For Jennifer Koshenka, I'm Gordon Deal. Thanks for listening to This Morning, America's First News. Great news! There's a quick way you could save money. Switch to Geico. Geico could help you get great coverage at a great price, and it only takes 15 minutes to see if you could save 15% or more on car insurance. Go to geico.com today and see how much you could save.